What people group would you say you're a part of? What nationality? How do you define yourself in terms of your identity? Now, this is Monday, April 15th, and we're continuing our study in the book of Psalms called Made to Worship. This second week, we will see how worship is formative for us, how we are shaped and developed and formed by what we worship. Now, when I was growing up, one summer my parents decided to take our family on an exploration trip. The goal was to track down when and where our family first settled when they came to this country. Our trip took us to county records offices in North and South Carolina. We began with a few names and dates, but knew very little else to begin with. But it didn't take very long before some details began to come into focus. Ultimately, our study brought us to a farm along the border between those two states, where we found a family cemetery plot that had long been overgrown by trees. The headstones were rudimentary, and the date the first family settled there, we learned, was 1684. Now, I want to go to our text for today from Psalm 100, verse 1 to 3. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Now, this is one of the most important worship songs for the people of God, and is full of praise and rejoicing. It's a song of identity and distinctiveness, and here's why. Many people draw their sense of identity from geography, where you were born, where you come from. It is this information, for example, that's used to identify us on our passports. You will hear people ask that question, where do you come from? I could say that my family is from North Carolina, or I was born in Florida, I'm a Floridian. You might be Colombian or Iranian. But how would this work if you had no homeland? Now, there are also people who don't take their identity from geography, but from historic events such as migrations or colonization. I have a friend who is called a Marielito. These are people identified by a Cuban boat lift that began in Mariel Harbor, about 25 miles west of Havana, Cuba. The migration took place in 1980, but you still hear people refer to themselves in this way. We also have those who are called Peter Pan children, who were sent from Cuba to the United States between 1960 and 1962. At the time, there was a fear that the dictator Fidel Castro would eliminate parents' rights. Some of those children waited years until they could be reunited with their parents. There are also people who find their identity in their culture. Hispanics, for example, inherited Spanish culture from their mother country, Spain, but they've settled primarily in countries across South America. Now, our song tells about yet another and more durable source of identity, one stronger than geography or history. It tells of a people who have their identity in God. Why was this important for them and also for us? Well, first for them, they had no land to call home. Abraham and Sarah lived in tents and had no permanent piece of property of their own. The people would not have that until hundreds of years later. The Lord told them to leave their family and their country and their people to follow him. They were told to leave the rootedness that most people consider most basic to their identity. And why did God do this? He wanted a people for himself. He wanted a people whose identity was formed primarily around him. He would be their God and they would be his people. How were they to experience their identity, to know they were a people? This experience would take place when they came together to worship the Lord. And this is what this song acknowledges. God not only created them, but he formed them into a people. After escaping slavery, By the power of God, the Lord led Israel into the wilderness and away from the influences of country and history to constitute or to form them into a new people. It was this identity that sustained them through centuries of displacement and danger and war and abuse. God had made them into a people with a stable identity. Now, I want to briefly go back to my family experience, tracking down our ancestors. This sort of adventure you can do now from your computer at home without going anywhere, with data that's available online. Actually, it was years later my mom tracked down the people that came to this country all those years ago and discovered where they came from. And one summer, about 10 years ago, I had the privilege of looking down into a valley in the highlands of Scotland on the place where that family dwelt all those centuries ago. Where people lived before that? Well, I don't know. But I know that there is in God an identity, a sense of who you are that stretches all the way back to the beginning, and then all the way forward into the kingdom of God that is to come. This is the kingdom of Jesus. And this is one reason why our lives of worship are so important to us. We are reminded of who we are and what our future is and what God has planned for us. Let's pray together. God of grace, Lord, you have been our dwelling place through all generations. Before the mountains were born and you brought forth the whole world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. Help us to rest in the identity we have in you. For we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.